The Jesse token on Base just walked straight into some traps in token, launching such sniper bots, stealing millions. At the same time, AI Layer 3 plans, on-chain loans, and Coinbase acquisitions are all converging on Base. You're watching Base Weekly by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, projects, and creators shaping Base Chain's future. This week, we're unpacking four things: Jesse's meme coin launch that exposed how token launches still fail, and how that matters as Base considers a native token; Scale's plan for an AI Layer 3 on top of Base, and what agentic workloads would actually need from the chain; institutional rails moving on-chain; ETH-backed loans on Base; regional stablecoins; and Visa's stablecoin push; Coinbase ecosystem moves; acquisitions, venture signals, and regional grants that will quietly steer product and funding flows. As we cover these major stories today, remember that contents of this episode are not to be considered as financial advice. Let's start with the Jesse meme coin and the native Base token debate. On the surface, Jesse looked like just another creator coin launch. It was launched on Zora by Jesse Pollock, the creator of Base. The supply was 500 million tokens, liquidity hit the pool, and then snipers hit back. The moment liquidity was added, sniper bots paid massive gas to get in first. They captured roughly $1.3 million in profit and collectively ended up with more than half of the total supply. That concentration plus hype drove the token to around a $25 million peak, and then, unsurprisingly, heavy selling kicked in. Price dropped on the order of the mid-30% range in a very short window. So why does this matter for Base as a whole? Because Coinbase has quietly shifted from absolutely no token to we're actively exploring a native Base token. Pressure from other tokenized L2s, funding outflows, and a slightly friendlier regulatory window are all pushing them in that direction. The Jesse token episode is basically a test case of what can go wrong at small scale before you try it with a multi-billion dollar asset. This is also happening at a time when Base's technical infrastructure is actually ready for high-throughput token activity. That combo is perfect for meme coins, high-frequency trading, and agents. But if the launch tooling and governance don't match the throughput, you just industrialize the same harms faster. Next up, Scale's plan to run an AI Layer 3 on Base, and what that means if you're building agents. The headline is that Scale wants to deploy an AI-focused Layer 3 that uses Base as its Layer 2 execution layer. The idea is to create a dedicated environment for agent-to-agent communication and AI workload orchestration. Think agents spinning up tasks, paying each other, and coordinating across dApps. For projects that opt in, the promise is instant or effectively gasless interactions. You'd get a high-throughput, low-latency environment sitting on top of Base, but abstracting away gas fees from the end user. On top of that, Scale's design includes a built-in credit or resource allocation system. Instead of raw gas, agents could be metered using credits paid in USDC or SKL. That opens up predictable cost models for devs running large agent fleets, new monetization options such as pay-per-task, bandwidth rentals, or microeconomies where agents buy and sell services, and cleaner accounting for enterprises that want to fund AI spend in stablecoins instead of volatile gas. If it ships, an AI Layer 3 on Base becomes a signal. This is where agentic dApps live. That would likely attract additional agent builders and specialized tooling. Strategically, if Scale actually delivers a cheap, gasless execution layer for agents on Base, expect a wave of experimentation, trading bots coordinating with lending protocols, commerce agents doing invoice settlement, data agents selling feeds. Let's move to money and rails. On-chain loans, regional stablecoins, and Visa. Coinbase quietly launched ETH-backed on-chain loans that let you borrow USDC on Base. Under the hood, they're powered by Morpho. For eligible US users, excluding New York for now, you can post ETH as collateral and borrow USDC directly on Base. Zooming out, you have South Korea's Digital Asset Basic Act reducing regulatory fog and eight major Korean banks collaborating on Korean one-pegged stablecoins. If even one of those bank-issued currencies gets bridged or natively issued into the Base or Optimism stack, you suddenly have KRW liquidity pools on Base, regional trading pairs, and payment flows. Add Visa's current stance, pushing for stablecoin clarity and leaning into payment stablecoin proposals. As regulatory frameworks mature, merchants and payment providers become more willing to run pilots with on-chain settlement. For those experiments, Base's low fees and fast confirms make it an obvious testbed, especially when many merchants' customers already use Coinbase. What does all that mean for you if you're building on Base? Expect higher TVL anchored in blue-chip assets like ETH, BTC, and regulated stablecoins. More complex treasury management needs. Think multi-currency, yield-bearing stable vaults, and loan portfolios. If Base pairs cheap execution with enterprise-grade custody and settlement primitives, it can become the origin point for loans and payments, not just another DeFi venue. If it doesn't, those flows will gravitate to whichever chain can satisfy compliance teams fastest. Finally, let's talk about how Coinbase itself is shaping the Base ecosystem: acquisitions, venture signals, and grants. Coinbase is acquiring Vector.Fun, a 13-person Solana DEX team. The Vector app is getting shut down. The team and tech are being pulled into Coinbase to improve decentralized exchange access directly inside the Coinbase app and include Solana assets as well on top of Base. At the same time, Coinbase Ventures has teaser pages around ideas we are excited for in 2026 and a next chapter announcement. Public details are thin or blocked in some regions, but historically, whatever Coinbase Ventures says it's excited about ends up overrepresented in funded projects on Base. Region-specific activity. MyStocks.exchange, which went through the 2025 Base Africa Founders Fellowship, just received a strategic grant. That's a clear signal that Base is willing to back regional cohorts and localized products, not just global DeFi blue chips. Put together, what does this mean? Coinbase is using three levers to steer Base. First, acquisitions, like Vector, to pull talent and critical primitives, such as DEX access into the Coinbase app, which boosts Base volume and cross-chain reach. Then, venture signals, themes and ideas we like to shape what gets funded and which infra or apps get prominent integrations. Finally, grants and fellowships, like the Africa Founders Program to seed specific regions and verticals. In practice, tuning into Coinbase's narrative is how you get surface area in the Base app and why some Base projects suddenly feel blessed with distribution. Perlabs and District are also partnering to tokenize IP on Base. The goal is IP capital markets, tokenized licensing, financing, and tradable IP-backed assets. The tech is straightforward. The limiting factor could be legal and regulatory. Zooming out, Base is now clearly fast and cheap enough to host massive token activity, AI agents, and institutional rails. The bottlenecks are no longer throughput, they're governance, launch tooling, and compliance. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for weekly coverage on how Base and the Superchain are evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.